This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it.
Ideas come from everywhere, but sometimes it seems like you can't find them anywhere, doesn't it? Sometimes it seems like when you need a great idea more than anything else, it's tough to come up with. Say you're trying to come up with a creative solution for a problem at work, or you're trying to get your business out of a ditch, or you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody and you can't come up with anything to say, or you're trying to come up with a new topic idea for an article that you're writing. It can be tough to come up with fresh ideas sometimes. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you several simple ways to generate ideas, to come up with fresh ideas for anything, no matter what you do, personally or professionally. You'll be able to apply these strategies that I'm going to share with you. And they're super simple and they work. These are the exact idea generating habits that have helped me turn my own life around in every arena, especially when it comes to business. Now, I've gotten and written down hundreds of thousands of ideas in my life, especially over the last 5 years, which is when I've made a habit out of this, of writing down my thoughts and ideas every single day. Now, most of these ideas, they've been worthless, just total bullshit ideas. These are the ideas that crash and burn, that don't work or don't get acted on in the first place. But on average, about one out of every 100 or so ideas that I get really ends up taking off. Because I do it so often. Sometimes the idea may take off in the form of a great podcast or an article or a talk that ends up helping thousands or millions of people around the world. Sometimes they take off in the form of a powerful marketing idea or product idea or a great business idea. You know, the right idea, it can really propel your career to the next level. It can take your life to the next level. The right idea can help you stand out from a crowd of monotony. The right idea can totally change your life. Now, for instance, I've made over $1 million from a single idea executed upon. It still astounds me to this day. Changed my life. That's how powerful ideas can be. And you can do the same thing to get similar, if not greater results than I have if you decide to put these tips into practice. So let's dive right into it. 7 simple ways to generate ideas for anything. Beginning with 1, having a place to put your ideas. Whether you decide to go digital or old school paper and pencil, which is what I do, I keep a notebook. Either way, doesn't matter. The main thing is having a place to put your ideas. Because when your brain knows that there's a place to put something, especially ideas, then it's going to give you more of them. I'm telling you right now. Try it out. Designate a place, a trusted place for you to store your ideas, and you'll start coming up with them like crazy. And the main thing here is to 1, have a place to put your ideas, and 2, carry it with you every day, no matter where you go. I carry a notebook with me every single place I go. I always have a paper notebook with me that I can jot down my thoughts and notes and ideas as they arise, because you'll forget it if you don't do that. So ideally have something that's physical, that you can interact with. And I can riff on the power of writing down your thoughts and ideas in a paper notebook all day long, but I won't. But when it comes to generating ideas, it doesn't get much simpler than paper. It doesn't get much better than paper. And the other thing is, you know, the reason why I believe that if you don't have a place to put your ideas is because you'll be less likely to get them if you don't have a place to put them. And you'll be more likely to get them if you do have a place to put them. And again, my preference, paper, mainly because physically writing things down is a proven, scientifically proven method for memory retention. You remember things better. It helps you connect previous ideas and experiences together, which then leads to new ideas. And if you come back to your notes later, which you should review them once a week or so, then you'll end up coming up with even more ideas while you're reviewing your old ideas. So it's really powerful stuff. Ideally, get yourself a paper notebook, carry it with you everywhere, write down your ideas in it. If not, go with a digital solution, something like OneNote or Evernote or just the simple Notes app on your iPhone, right? Just have a designated place specifically for your ideas and then review them once a week. Look them over. Powerful. Number two, reading. I get my best ideas, while I'm reading. Now, what's interesting is that, of course, as I'm reading somebody else's ideas, I'm connecting that other author's ideas to my own ideas and coming up with something as a result of that. But the other interesting thing is that I don't know if this has ever happened to you or not, but you may be reading a book and all of a sudden you get another totally random and unrelated thought or idea. This happens to me all the time. I'll be reading like a philosophy book and then I'll get a business idea. And this is probably because, you know, there's something else going on somewhere in the back of my brain while I'm reading. I'm connecting different ideas together to form new ones. But the idea is that you get fresh, new ideas while you're reading somebody else's ideas. So read every day and you'll start generating new, fresh ideas just from reading somebody else's ideas and getting somebody else's perspective, their story, their metaphors, their way of looking at the world, and then connecting that with your way of looking at the world can lead to fresh, new ideas. Let's move on to number three. The third great way to get new ideas, fresh ideas, is through personal experience. For example, this podcast came about as a result of me pulling different ideas from my own personal experience. So always be pulling from your own personal experiences. It's a super simple way to generate ideas. And whether you're writing or trying to come up with a new business idea or anything else, it works. And personal experience is always best because you understand your experiences viscerally. Nobody knows you like you do. And so this then allows you to connect your experiences with the rest of the world as you interact with it and come up with fresh new ideas. And this especially works for things like storytelling, teaching, and inspiring, explaining things to other people. You can pull from your personal experience and then translate that into a fresh new idea and a way of teaching others or explaining your ideas to other people. Number four, walking in nature. Dude, there's something about walking around in nature with no intention, with no thoughts racing through your mind, because a lot of times people will go for a walk when they're stressed out or when they need to recharge or reboost themselves or when they've got too much on their mind, and that's a good thing. But just going for a walk without anything on your mind, with no intention, without focusing on anything else, just walking around, you know, looking at a bird as it flies by, feeling the wind as it blows by and, you know, touches your skin, feeling the sun, looking at trees, just being in nature, just walking, just a normal, slow-paced walk with no intentions, no thoughts in your mind. I do this every single morning for about 15 to 20 minutes, and about 70% of the time, right, 5 out of 7 days a week, I get a new idea, and it just seems like it comes out of nowhere. So I always bring my notebook, of course, with me so I can jot it down immediately. But it is a very powerful way to just let ideas come to you. Because again, a lot of this has to do with what's happening in your brain. Because oftentimes if we're, and the reason why I say go for a slow-paced walk is because, and Daniel Kahneman, an author, an economist, Nobel Prize-winning economist, writes about this in his book, Thinking Fast and Slow. But depending on what we're doing and, you know, the pace at which we're walking even, right, our physiology affects our psychology. So if you're working out super hard, right, you're engaging a different part of your brain than if you were just kind of just chilling, you know, doing your thing, not really thinking about anything, just kind of relaxing. Your brain lets go and you're engaging a different part of your brain. And that's the part that when your guard is down and when you're not focused on other stuff, that's when, you know, when you release and you engage that relaxed part of your brain, that's when you come up with great ideas, creative ideas. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why just walking around in nature, just going for a nice, brisk, relaxed walk with no thoughts on your mind can really help you generate ideas without really doing anything. You're just chilling. So that's number four. Number five, this is also related to our previous way to generate ideas. And this one is to just simply sit still and breathe. Now, Some people would think this is meditation, but it wouldn't classify as meditation because the point of meditation is to stop thinking, while the point of this exercise is to just sit there and allow ideas to come to you in your brain. And this is just simply slow breathing or meditating or whatever you want to call it. I wouldn't consider this meditating, but it's just sitting there and just breathing. Sit still and breathe. And do it for 5 minutes. And this again, new thoughts will come into your mind that you don't normally think of while you're just going about the rest of your day. Set a timer on your phone or on your watch or whatever, and just sit there for 5 or 10 minutes and just breathe. Inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and just sit there and just chill and just breathe over and over and over again. Just concentrate on your breath, slow breathing. Sit still and just breathe as if you were meditating, but you're not really meditating. And allow the ideas to come to you. Number 6, shower thoughts. You ever get a great idea in the shower but forget about it before you're done? That sucks. This used to happen to me all the time, way too often for me, in fact, to avoid doing something about it. So I did something about it. And after a little bit of research on Amazon, I found these waterproof notepads with suction cups attached to the back of them. You just stick them to the shower, either on your entrance or right underneath the shower head. Wherever the suction cups go, mine is underneath the shower head, and it has a little waterproof pad and a waterproof pencil. It's called, the ones that I got are called Aquanotes. And you can literally just jot down your ideas as they come to you. It's a really, really awesome, awesome tool because I know you get ideas when you're in the shower. It happens to everybody, doesn't it? And this again has to do with what's going on in your brain. You're just chilling. You're not focused on anything usually, unless you're a very anxious person, in which case, I mean, that's a whole other thing. But shower thoughts, shower ideas. It's a great place to jot down your ideas, but you usually can't do it because you don't have a notepad handy and most phones aren't waterproof. Or if they are waterproof, they're really hard to type. Like the new iPhone, I tried taking that thing into the shower. I can't type on that thing. There's water all over the place. It's messing up, screwing up, typing all wrong letters. So, you know, go old school for sure. Even if you're a digital person, just go old school in the shower. Just get one of these Aqua notepads on Amazon and order it, and it's a game changer. Okay? Shower thoughts. That's number 6. Get yourself a waterproof notepad. Number 7, procrastinate on purpose. This is the final one. Procrastinate on purpose. If you want to generate great ideas, you want to come up with fresh, new, awesome ideas, procrastinate on purpose. This is when, perhaps the only, if not one of the few times that procrastination can be a good thing. Allowing an idea or an important piece of work to percolate for a certain length of time can spark new creative insights and ideas. Try it. Start something and walk away from it. Come back to it later. Right? While you're away, you may notice an idea pop up for whatever it is that you were working on before. Whether you're starting an email and then you get stuck, you can't come up with, you know, something good to reply back with, or whether you're writing a paper, or whether you're working on a project, or whatever it is that you're doing. If you hit a wall, a plateau, and you can't come up with something new or something fresh, then just stop working on that for a little bit and then work on something else. Or either just walk away completely, clean cut, go away, and then come back to it. While you're away, or while you're working on something else, your brain is working on that previous project because it knows that what you were working on before was important to you. So it's actually working back there to come up with something new for you. And there's a term for this. You can look it up. It's called the Zeigarnik effect. And these authors, John Tierney and Roy Bowmeister, write about it in their book, Willpower. And Adam Grant also writes about this in his book, Originals, both excellent, phenomenal books. And so that's the 7th and final way in which to come up with a fresh new idea, to come up with great new ideas, generating fresh ideas. So quick recap before we close it out. First ideas, get yourself a place to put your ideas. That is usually a notebook or a app on your phone. Number 2, reading books, reading other people's ideas. Number 3, personal experience. Number 4, walking around in nature. Number 5, sit still and breathe. Number 6, shower thoughts, get yourself a waterproof notepad. And number 7, procrastinate on purpose. Now, these methods, they work for me. I don't know if they're going to work for you, but it ain't going to cost you anything but a little bit of experimentation to try them out in order to see for yourself. But remember, a single idea combined with execution can completely change your life. So keep that in mind and go out there every single day and keep on living like you give a damn.
It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.